Hi, thank you for calling Backyard Fence Solutions, LLC. We look forward to serving you. Please press 1 if you are a new customer, or press 2 if you are an existing customer. Hi, thank you for calling Backyard Fence Solutions, LLC. We look forward to serving you. Please press 1 if you are a new customer, or press 2 if you...
Hello? Oh, hi, Jamie. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing excellent. Thank you for asking. I was actually just following up because we're having trouble processing this month's payment, but also we got a text message from Bob, and I think that he was under the impression that you guys canceled the account, but I reviewed the notes, and I saw that you tried to call in on December 2nd to cancel, but they offered you that loyalty program where you get every other month for free, and that's where you had decided to continue.
Well, no, they said they did that because they said I couldn't cancel it.
So I listened to the call right now, and it was an offer from Lily. She said that if you wanted to, she could either for the 3 month number 2nd, and moving forward, you're on that loyalty plan where you get every other month for free. But at the end of the call, she even advised you that it's an automatic billing of $149 on the 1st, and if you wanted to cancel come January, to just call us a couple of days ahead of time so we could prevent.
Right. She said Bob had to do it.
Okay. But nobody did it, so that's why there's the January 1st
payment. Right. He hasn't been around to do it.
Oh, I see. Okay. One suggestion, because I was looking at the results on your dashboard. If you were to cancel this, it's going to dramatically affect your business. You just got the lead of Claudia. Her husband called in wanting to hire you guys. Before that, it was James at 529 Newport Drive, Greensburg. Courtney, I'm going to need a new 6-foot privacy
right.
fence.
Some of them weren't actual for fence installs. They just wanted us to do what it would be to put their fence up, and then they wanted to do it on their own, more or less for us to do their materialist.
Oh, interesting. Okay. Yeah. So I'm just saying that, you know, in all, let me just take a look at this again. In the time
because
that
the other company just took their money, so we couldn't, you know what I mean?
So, but I do want to share with you that in the time that you've been with us, your company has been found on the first page of Google 3,384 times.
Right. We were going to stay with you guys, but we couldn't get them to stop the payment, and they took their money.
Who's them? Who's the other?
Topline.
Topline? Huh. I've never heard of them. So
yeah, we couldn't get them to stop their payment.
Okay. I don't know what they're doing for you, honestly, because if you started working with Topline, right, and they can't create a new Google business page for you because you already have one, that would be a duplicate. So the only way they could do programming on your Google business page is to contact us and to ask for access to it. And they haven't done that. I don't see any notes on the account that anyone's called to ask.
No, I think Bob's been doing whatever on it.
Okay. So that's a concern.
There's been no changes besides people leaving reviews.
Right. But that's what I'm saying. You could be throwing money down the toilet with them because they can't do anything with the Google page if they don't have access to it. I'm, you know, happy that Bob has access to it. But if you're paying a company money for it, I know we have access to it because we're doing the day-to-day programming on it. But I don't see that company has you know, access to it. So to me, that's a red flag. You know, they're charging you money for something that they can't be fulfilling, you know. Your business might be affected temporarily because on your website, just as a friendly reminder to let you know that the payment's not going through, they put a little orange banner up on there that says, you know.
Right, there's a new website they made.
Okay, but it's not attached to your Google business page. So that new website might as well be like a billboard out in the desert somewhere. People can't hide.
No, they put it on, they advertised it elsewhere.
Right, but on Google it says backyardfence.co, which is the website that we're managing, and that's the site that has the big orange banner at the top.
But like I said, there ain't nothing we can do because they already took their money.
Okay.
And
so,
we cannot afford another $149 right now.
Okay. Well, the only issue there is now if you're talking to you for $149, come February 1st, it will reoccur to, you know, $298, and it continues to do so until this settles. So just be aware
we're already paying $299 right now, so we just paid $300. That's why I said we cannot afford another $149 unless you can get us our money back.
Right. So that's between you and the other company. I can't do anything about whatever you've agreed with the other company, but I can tell you that we do have Bob's e-signature on file, agreeing to the automatic renewal each month on the 1st, and in order to prevent that charge, you must call us within 3 business days of that date, which, again, Lily reminded you last month when you called that, you know, she was going to give you
right,
the 3 months for
December. She said he had to do it, and he hasn't been around, so I can't do nothing about that.
Mm-hmm. So, okay, well, I mean, he texted me just now, or was that you that texted me? Because I have 2 numbers.
He's on the job site.
Oh, got it. Yeah, I got a text from him saying that he thought it was canceled, so I had replied to it and told him what happened. So, okay. Well, I'll put a note in here, and then, you know, if anything changes, you can call me. I'll follow up with you maybe, you know, towards the end of the week and see if you're able to settle this past due balance just so that it doesn't, you know, end up affecting your business and your credit and everything like that, which to you it wouldn't because everything's in Bob's name, but I'm sure he doesn't want that to happen either, you know.
Right. It's just right now with the winter months, there's no, we just can't afford it. After they took $300.
Yeah. So actually you're listed as an authorized user on this account. So if you were to call before the 1st of January, we would have even been able to cancel it. Because when I listened to
well,
the call earlier, I
told her I was calling
Lily
to cancel. And that's what she said, that I couldn't do it. It would have to be Bob.
So somehow or another between then and now, you were added as an authorized user because I see on the account.
I was always
we have a special,
one on there.
Yeah, it says authorized user, Jamie, 412-443-9324.
Right.
And
I
then,
was always on there. That's why we didn't understand why she told me that.
Yeah, I don't know either. All I know is that when I listened to the call, she had offered you that loyalty program, which you agreed
yeah,
to.
Yeah, she did that afterwards, after I told her about canceling it.
Mm-hmm.
She said because it
right.
would give it enough time for Bob to call in and cancel.
So that's a retention effort, right? So if you accept that, that means that the account stays active. And if Bob didn't call in and cancel, then everything continues to bill, right? And so I think that that's the only problem is that, you know, you said
well,
he
Bob planned
available.
On it, but he didn't get to, like I said, because he wasn't in, and I couldn't do it because she said I couldn't.
Right.
Or it would have been
so
canceled.
I mean, I've had things like that happen to myself too, where I've had like subscriptions that I forgot about and then they billed me. And when I called in to cancel, they're like, well, sorry, it's already, you know, past the fact. So we can cancel the ongoing payments, but we can't cancel the past due one, you know? So that's the only thing is that, you know, I'll make a note of it that you and I talked, but please.
Well, she said the one free month. They did last month free, she said, because then it would give him enough time to call in and cancel for this month.
Yep.
But he didn't have a chance to.
Okay. Well, please let him know we're here Monday through Friday from, let's see, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. your time. So he can call, you know, anytime within those business hours, and we can definitely assist him and make sure that it doesn't continue to grow in, you know, past due charges and, like I said, eventually affect the credit of the business.
All right. I'll let him know when he comes in.
Thank you, Jamie. I appreciate that. Have a great rest of your week, too.
You too.
Thank you. Okay, bye.